We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield, this is the Pike Pass Sooner Postgame Show. Pike Pass, the fastest, safest, most efficient way to travel Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Also brought to you in part by Coca-Cola. New season, new Coke Zero Sugar. Now, the Pike Pass Sooner Postgame Show.
Williams in the shotgun, Brooks on his right hip, snap. Williams, they run into each other, throws in zone. Hazelwood caught it. It's a touchdown. Jaden Hazelwood. He had three last week, and the Sooners are finally in the end zone in Lawrence. It is over in Lawrence. Oklahoma wins it today. Final score 35-23. Sooner postgame show is presented by Pike Pass, the fastest, safest, most efficient way to travel Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Hey, Sooners, don't get passed. We'll be headed with our Pike Pass back toward Oklahoma here in, I don't know, a couple hours or so, but we're going to hang out with you folks for a while and talk about what we just saw. Teddy, what did we just see?
Well, I was hoping you were going to tell me, Toby. We saw, what, three quarters of pretty bad football from Oklahoma. The first two quarters were just brutal. Defensively, offensively, with all the penalties that we were backing ourselves into. We had a turnover unforced. It was bad, but we made enough plays down the stretch in order to win the football game, and Caleb Williams had to come through in dramatic fashion to get the win on the road against Kansas. And you know, I don't know that the football team ever fully woke up. I mean, whenever it felt like, okay, Kansas was a nice effort by them, but we're about to really run away with this thing, they go right down the football field on us and score another touchdown. I don't know. Defensively, we've got issues with our defensive line selectively showing up. Whenever they show up in a big way, offenses go backwards. When they don't show up, offenses are able to move the football on us. In secondary, you know, just from watching it live, it's hard to tell exactly where all the issues are, but when we're in zone coverage, there's just way too many holes. Now, I don't know if it's backers underneath. I don't know if it's safeties. I'll have to go back and look at it in some more detail, but zone coverage is not good for us right now, and it really doesn't matter if it's cover two or three or cover four. There's just way too much underneath, and we've got to figure something out there. Grinch is really limited on what he can do defensively and feel confident that the secondary is going to cover their guys.
Sooner football brought to you by Mercy. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. And the Riverwind Casino, home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind Casino is still the one. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about Caleb Williams' day. Oklahoma wins at 35-23. They are 8-0, but this dramatic 2021 season takes yet another turn today. This is Sooner Football from Learfield. Ball's on the left hash. Williams, hands to Gray. Reverse pitch. Trayvon West running back right with room. 25-30. 35 up the field. 45-50. He's got room. He may go. 35-30. Down the sidelines. 20. Makes a cut to the 10. Down inside the 10. It's going to be first and goal. Sooner postgame show presented by Pike Pass. The fastest, safest, most efficient way to travel. Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Hey, Sooners, don't get past. Get Pike Pass. Brahms Fresh Market now offers online order pickup at your local store. Grab your groceries curbside in as little as 15 minutes from the time you place your order. Download the Brahms Fresh Market online ordering app to get started, or order online at orders.brahms.com. Use the code GET5, that's the number 5, for $5 off your first order. Toby and Teddy back with you in the booth. We await the postgame comments of Lincoln Riley coming up soon. Sooners win today over Kansas, 35-23. They had to rally in the second half to do so. They trailed this game 17-7 when they got the ball with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter, but sprinted to the finish line. Teddy, let's talk about Caleb Williams' day, because we had a discussion at halftime, I think a legitimate one, as to whether he would be the guy in the second half. Oklahoma hadn't been shut out in a first half since 2014. He didn't play well in the first half, but he is the hero again today.
Yeah, I would say overall, and I know he made that big play there, you know, where they had Kennedy Brooks in the grass behind the line on that fourth down, and he went up and took the ball and converted the first down, and that's a great play, and give him credit for that. But, you know, overall, as far as, like, quarterbacking, a very pedestrian day. You know, there was some mistakes out there. Obviously, the turnover was a mistake. You know, there was plenty other ones. But, you know, you got to win football games. He got him the win, and he's, you know, as bad as everything else was, those couple of plays that he made on fourth down ended up being enough. You know, I think it's still super early for him. There's a learning curve going on, and I don't know. It's just – it's really shocking, honestly, that on both sides of the ball for the majority of this football game, we made Kansas look like a pure football team. Like, there wasn't much difference between the two teams. And, you know, if you didn't know who they were, you would say that these are two evenly matched squads. And that shouldn't be the case. So – but Caleb Williams, I thought he was okay, and I thought he made some really, really nice plays whenever they had to have them. But outside of that, I think it kind of shines a positive light on his day whenever it really wasn't that good leading up to that.
Yeah, he ended up going 15 of 20 for 178 yards, two touchdowns, one pick. He had 70 rushing yards and a touchdown on the ground as well. But the play of the game is going to be that.
Yeah.
Fourth down takeaway. there were two key strips in the fourth quarter. One by Key Lawrence.
Right.
Which Justin Broyles jumped on, right? That's Broyles. And the other by Caleb Williams, taking it away from his own man. And you know, in a way, the heads upness, if that's a word, the greatness of that play might help put a little lipstick on this one today. You know what I mean?
Because
that's going to get played a lot and maybe make this look a little better than it was.
Well, there's no doubt about that. He is. You can tell the difference because the first fourth down that he turned into the explosive run was it was a lot like Texas. There was a guy that had him one-on-one in the backfield for a stop, and he was able to step through it, power through it, and then turn it into a huge play. And then the second one, I'm pretty confident in saying that we probably don't win this football game if he doesn't make that play. We had just given up a touchdown drive to Kansas where they just knifed right down the field on us with hardly any resistance at all. And that ball was going to be, what, on about the 45-yard line or so?
Right.
And under three and a half minutes? So you're out there trying to get stops, and they're watching the clock. And, that was a game-saving play, I think.
University of Oklahoma and Sooner Sports Properties would like to thank our concession partners, Rib Crib, Shake's Frozen Custard, Frito-Lay, Pizza Hut, McAllister's Deli, Nacho Express, and Kona Ice. Sooner postgame show is presented by Pike Pass. Our postgame interview with Lincoln Riley coming up soon. Oklahoma wins it today 35-23 over Kansas. This is Sooner football from Learfield. Second and goal from the 8. Split backs again. Williams has it. Play action. Looks in zone. Lobs Jeremiah. Oh, a spinning grab at the goal line. Touchdown. Wow. Sooner fans, be sure to catch Coach's Corner presented by Riverwind Casino every Thursday, 7 p.m. on the Sooner Sports Radio Network and Sooner Sports TV. No one gets you closer to Big 12 football than SiriusXM. Download the SiriusXM app and tune in to SiriusXM Big 12 Radio. News, talk, analysis, and more throughout the college football season. Try it out today and take your favorite Big 12 team with you on your phone, online, and at home. No car is required. We await the postgame thoughts of Lincoln Riley coming up soon. Oklahoma has now won 17 straight games against Kansas. Oklahoma now extends the nation's longest winning streak to 16. Do you know who's second, Teddy? Who's got the second longest winning streak in the country?
I feel like you asked me the same question.
No, it's changed. Bama had it. They lost. Right. Iowa had it. They lost. So, oh, no, I haven't asked you this. It's not a trick.
It's got to be Georgia.
That's correct. Good guess, Teddy.
Nailed it.
Georgia, 11 game winning streak for them. Sooners now at 16. Wow. Maybe more. Has Georgia played yet today? I don't think they have. OU, as we said at the end of the broadcast, first 8-0 start since 2004. They had a streak of 16 straight meetings against Kansas in which they've won by at least 15. That was broken today. And they keep their streak alive of scoring at least 30 points on the road. That's now 35 straight games they've scored at least 30 points in a road game. Last time Kansas shut out OU in a first half, by the way, like they did today, 1962. Sooners came back to win that game also, 13-7. Sooner postgame show presented by Pike Pass. Hey, Sooners, don't get passed. Get Pike Pass. We'll start to take a look at the stats and recap the scoring for you when we come back. Lincoln Riley right around the corner as well. 35-23 the final today here in Lawrence. This is Sooner football from Learfield. Here we go. Start of the fourth quarter from the 26. It's a handoff, sweeping right, turning out. Bam! Shane Winter lays the blow on Trevor Wilson at the 28. It's a gain of 2, and it'll be 3rd and 8. Snap, beam back to pass. Sooners bring a blitz. Flush to the right. He throws out wide. That's dropped! It would have been short anyway, but Arnold dropped it. And Kansas is going to punt for the first time today. The Sooners brought pressure on Mr. Bean. Oklahoma wins a Pepto special today, 35-23 in Lawrence. Time now for our postgame chat with Lincoln Riley. Brought to you by the Down Hotel. Chris and Gabe are downstairs with the head coach.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby. We're down here with Lincoln Riley, Coach. Congratulations on the win. This team didn't have the start you would want, but they rallied and played well in the second half.
Yeah, we did. We don't do near as many things well as we want to do, but we damn sure do finish. So found a way to finish on the road. And I mean, that's what I told the guys. You don't play well early on the road, I don't care who it is. You give momentum, you're going to be in for a dogfight. And we didn't. We played very poorly in the first half. And ended up being very low possession. We had a lot of penalties. Didn't do a very good job, but did an awesome job in the second half getting the win.
So the first half obviously didn't go the way you want. What was kind of the message at halftime? You're never a guy that you're not a yeller, you're not a screamer, anything like that. Was it just, hey, let's cut out the mistakes, the penalties, the missed assignments? Was that kind of the message?
Yeah, no, there was some yelling and screaming. there was, yeah. I was not happy. I didn't think we respected our opponent enough, despite talking about it, you know, quite a bit throughout the week. Mentally, especially the penalties early just drove me crazy because we really put ourselves in horrible positions and really made life a lot easier on Kansas. And I give Kansas credit. They made plays. But, yeah, we didn't make plays. We didn't play Oklahoma Sooner football, period.
A lot of coachable moments from that. But I'm sure just like you drew it up, Caleb Williams taking the ball from Kennedy Brooks on the fourth down. What about the creativity of this kid to never give up on a play?
Yeah, no, it was pretty smart by those guys. You know, Kennedy kind of knew he was probably short. So, you know, did a good job, obviously, kind of letting Caleb get it. We do talk about those situations. You never can really predict how they're going to come up. But you get in those kind of gotta habits where there's really nothing to lose at that point. So, it was obviously a big play.
What did you think of the way that Caleb responded to this situation today, right? He had the interception. It wasn't going well early, but then made a couple of the biggest plays in the football game for you on those fourth downs.
Yeah, he did. No, he played better in the second half. I thought he got a little frustrated in the first half. You know, he gets so low possession and wanting to make something happen, and Kansas got momentum so early. So missed a couple things, and obviously the penalties put us in some bad positions there. But no, he was more poised in the second half, and certainly played a lot better. And like you said, made a couple big plays with his feet.
Coach, let you go on this message going forward. What's the focus now as you get set for Texas Tech?
Yeah, we're just, you know, we're just a spotty team right now. When we play good, we're pretty good, but we're too up and down. And so, just as coaches, players, we think we know what we can be, but we've got to go get it. You know, our time's running out, so this is going to be a time we've really got to come together and put our best ball together.
Congrats on the win.
All right, thanks. Thanks, guys. Hey, no.
Coach Riley's post-game interview presented by Noun Hotel. Noun Hotel coming soon to historic Campus Corner, where service, community, and celebration are proper nouns. Follow at Noun Hotel on Instagram and Facebook. We'll come back and let Teddy comment on what Lincoln had to say next. 35-23, Sooners win today in Lawrence. This is Sooner football from Learfield. Second and 10, Williams. Back to pass again, under pressure immediately, throws it out, caught by Brooks on the edge, makes a move, 45-40, down the sidelines, 30, has a blocker, cuts to the 25, and he's down at the 23. Oklahoma hardly ever throws the ball to Kennedy Brooks, but he made a big play there. From the 24, Williams has it. He will play action, lob it out, caught by Gray on the edge, turns it up, he's to the 20, makes a move, 15, down the sidelines, he's going to go, Gray dives for the pylon, no, he didn't get there. Out of bounds inside the two. Williams, he will hand to Brooks up the middle. It's a touchdown. Easy like Sunday morning. Kennedy Brooks. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma and OU Athletics have teamed up to recognize outstanding teachers in our classrooms and communities. Visit OUTeacherOfTheGame.com to nominate your teacher to be honored in an OU football game to win $1,000. Sooner postgame presented by Pike Pass. Hey, Sooners, don't get passed. Get Pike Pass. Anything Lincoln had to say jump out at you, Ten?
Yeah, he said that they are too spotty of a football team right now. Whenever they play good, they're really tough to beat. But whenever they don't, then obviously they struggle, and they're playing in a lot of really close football games. I think that's dead on. You know, whenever we see this team out there not committing penalties, playing smart football, assignment sound football, They're really good. But whenever they don't do that, then obviously, just like pretty much anyone else, you can get beat by anybody. And defensively right now, I don't know if we've lost so much confidence in one another to do, you know, their job, that we're trying to do something for somebody else and leaving ourselves exposed on what we're supposed to do. I don't know what's gone on there, but it's really in health does have something to do with it, getting some players back, but it shouldn't have that much to do with it. And we've got to figure something out, because it feels like it's starting to devolve as the season rolls on.
Good day defensively for Key Lawrence. He's downstairs with our guys.
What a two-game stretch. What a season for Key Lawrence. Obviously a frustrating day, I think, in how this thing played out. But how did you guys keep from getting overall frustrated and getting two down?
Actually, I just feel like it's preparation for practices every day. Coach been preaching this finishing the whole time throughout the game. And we understand that trouble, tribulations comes, and they're a cure every game. So it wasn't nothing we expected. So
take us through halftime, right? You know, you're down 10 to nothing.
Yeah.
It felt like everything was working against you guys, both sides of the ball. What was kind of the message in the locker room, and what was kind of the message you guys had defensively?
The same thing throughout the week. It was finished, like, literally. The only thing Coach DeWiley came in there and said was finished. Like, we've been practicing all week. We've been going through a lot of stuff during practice. It's built for this moment. Like, coming to an environment like this, I mean, anybody can understand, like, if you give somebody leeway, they'll try to take the momentum and go with it. So we just had to finish, that's all.
This team continues to learn lessons. Key, what's the lesson from today?
Come out hot. We can't play with anybody. We got to come out and finish. That's about it.
You guys are clearly banged up in the back end. That's given you more of an opportunity to get more snaps.
Mm-hmm.
At safety. Like, how are you feeling with the new role, right? Because it's different than what we've seen from you earlier in the season.
I'm just trying to take advantage of my opportunity. That's all, man. Next man up, Coach preaches all the time. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity he gave me today, just trusting and believing in my ability. So,
hey, I'll ask you this, because obviously you're over there in the midst of it. Not guys getting down, not infighting or anything of that nature. What's the key to that, of everyone staying?
Can you say that one more time for me?
No infighting, not seeing anyone point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyone.
Yeah.
What's the key to that?
That we believe in each other. Like, we understand everything's going to happen. I fully believe in my brothers beside me, and everything else goes on. So it's just love out there. We just put our trust to one another, and we just go out there and play.
Not to disparage your former school or anything, but how does it feel to be on an 8-0 football team?
I mean, it's surreal for everybody. Coach Riley haven't even been 8-0 yet since 2015. So, I mean, I'm just feeling how everybody else feeling. Like, I just love being here. So,
isn't it weird? And I experienced this when I was playing at OU as well. You win a game, you win by double digits, and somehow it feels like you lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah, it is. I don't know what it is. I think we got high expectations for each other, and we got a higher standard. So, I mean, it's still a dub, so we can't complain.
Hey, great stuff. Congrats.
I appreciate it, man. Uh-oh, I'm going to get you with the right.
Key Lawrence, the One Pass is your one ticket to 80-plus Sooner athletic events and access to exclusive experiences. Visit Soonersports.com/OnePass for more information on how to experience the best in collegiate athletics. We'll take a break. More Sooner postgame coming up. Stats, scores as well. This is Sooner football from Learfield. Let's look at the final stats in this one, brought to you by Taco Mayo Fresh Mex. Big appetite, bigger savings. Download and save today. Teddy, jump in anytime you hear something that catches your fancy. Oklahoma ran for 220 today, 178 passing yards. Sooners only 54 offensive plays, 398 yards.
220 is... it's a pretty good number. We got a big chunk of that on that reverse play, and it took a while to really get the running game rolling, but down the stretch, fourth quarter, that's, I think, what saved us.
Kansas 166 on the ground, 246 through the air. Kansas outgained OU today. 65 plays, 412 total yards. That's 14 more yards than Oklahoma. Time of possession, 11-minute advantage for KU. They had a 14-minute advantage at halftime, but still 11 minutes in the end. Third down, OU 6 of 10. That's good. Fourth down, they went 2 for 3. Kansas, third down, 9 of 13. That's bad. They were 1 for 1 on fourth. Individuals, OU, Caleb Williams, 15 of 20 passing, 178 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. He was sacked 3 times. He also had 1 rushing touchdown. Kennedy Brooks, 24 carries, 79 yards, 2 touchdowns today. He only averaged 3.3 yards a carry. Receiving, Eric Gray, 3 catches, 42 yards. Hazelwood, 3 for 38 and a touchdown. Stoops, 3 for 30. Hall, 3 for 25 and a touchdown. Brian Osamoah and Key Lawrence, Sooners leading tacklers, 8 each.
I thought Key Lawrence had a really nice day. He had a couple of really good plays where he came up in the running game and made some tackles right at the line of scrimmage.
He had two tackles for loss and the forced fumble today. It was Justin Broyles that had the fumble recovery. KU, Jason Bean, 17 of 23 passing, 246 yards and a touchdown. Teddy, this is a guy that was completing only 55% of his passes on the year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a frustrating day for Oklahoma defensively. The secondary got to figure things out. We got to figure out the reason why we're having so many free runners on the back end. And it's obvious the difference in the football team defensively whenever the D-line is playing well and whenever they're not playing well. And you could see it in flashes in this game. Whenever they would go quiet, the defense was giving up yards in the running game and the passing game. Whenever they had flashes, we were able to get off the field.
Devin Neal, 23 carries, 100 yards, two touchdowns. Kwame Lassiter, their leading receiver, he had seven catches today, 101 yards. Kenny Logan, 14 tackles for KU. That's a look at the final stats brought to you by Taco Mayo. We'll take a break. Isaiah Thomas standing by. We'll hear from him next. Sooners win it in Lawrence, 35-23. This is Sooner football from Learfield. Fairchild, the tight end, in motion, sets up left into the line. They throw it out, caught by McBride behind the line of scrimmage. Key Lawrence grabbed him, can't get away. Ball's loose! Oklahoma's got it! Justin Broyles has it! Key Lawrence stripped it, Broyles jumped on it, and Oklahoma gets a turnover! Sooner fans, be sure to catch Sooner Football 2021 with Lincoln Riley, presented by Integra's Heart Hospital. Log on to Soonersports.com for airtimes on Sooner Sports TV. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics exclusively are proud to present the junior captains of the game. For info on how your child can take the field with your OU team captains, go to orthoexc.com. Chris and Gabe downstairs with Isaiah Thomas.
Toby, Gabe and I are down here with Isaiah Thomas. Hard fought, yeah. Team win. Take us through just the frustration and how you guys didn't let it get to you.
More so just how we started off. Can be a little frustrating, but how we started, you know. And more so, you know, we just got to emphasize that it's a faceless opponent. We got to attach our process to our passion and not to our opponent. You know, attach your process to what your passion is about. And that way you always get the outcome you want instead of looking at the opponent and not getting the results you want.
In the first half, their offensive line was doing a good job of preventing you guys from penetrating. Seems like you got more penetration there in the second half. What changed? What led to that for you and your defensive line?
I know more so in the fall and the spring, Coach Grinch and Coach O'Reilly emphasized finishing a lot. And, you know, there's really no excuse on what we didn't do. You know, it was more so on us opposed to what they did, because we got the guys capable, as we always see and what we know. So more so on us, not what they did. But, I mean, Coach always says we got another opportunity to fix it. So that's what we'll do going into this week.
As a leader,
yeah.
As captain, what was kind of your focus in making sure everyone stayed in and no one got down?
Definitely bringing value regardless of your role and what you've been doing or what you haven't been doing. I know guys didn't have the numbers that they wanted, particularly, especially in that first half, but you can't really rely on, you know, playing good and also bringing energy and value. You know, you gotta build your team up. It's a team, you know, it says Sooners across our chest, not our names on our chest.
I know that it's hard to, you know, feel great about a game when, you know, you're playing against a team where you feel like you're significantly better, but what's it feel like being 8-0, man? Because
Definitely.
At the end of the day, right,
undefeated. Yeah, that's one thing I always emphasize as well, and even Coach Riley does. I can applaud him on that too. You always have to appreciate winning. You'd rather have an ugly win than a pretty loss. You know, so that's what people got to do. Like, you can't walk around with a long face after you just won. I mean, at the end of the day, we haven't been 8-0 since, I believe, since 2004, if I'm not mistaken or so. And, you know, that's something to think about. You know, we're a special group, and, you know, even when teams play their best and we don't, we still end up with the win. That just shows how special we can be.
So, I appreciate IT as a YouTube star now, understanding when I've got to go mess with buttons and stuff. So we'll let you go on this. What does it say about this team? What's the message going forward?
Definitely, you know, for one, like I said, always appreciate winning. We got another week to improve, you know. Don't take it for granted, the opportunities that we have, but make the most of every chance you get.
Congrats on the win, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Isaiah Thomas, Teddy Lehman's going to get on the road here. We got lots more post-game audio coming your way, but just a chance to kind of put a bow on this, Ted. This team is 8-0. Man, it has been an adventurous 8-0, hasn't it?
It's wild. Yeah, it's weird to see a team that has, you know, played some frustrating football, but still undefeated, still going to be highly ranked, top three ranked, and survive in advance, man. You just got to keep performing better and better. And I do feel like after the after the big game at Texas, that wild comeback, the win over TCU. I don't know what to point at, but this was a big regression game. We went backwards in this game. Now, we made the plays required to get the win down the stretch, but I just feel like you can't continue to live this dangerously.
It's gonna get you at some point.
It's gonna get you at some point, but it hasn't yet, which means you still got time to fix it and get guys healthy and get back. And I'll tell you, the defensive problems are really, really troubling. You know, if a team can play the formula that gives you the best chance against Oklahoma, which is try and have long, methodical drives, keep it away from our offense, and you'll have a chance late. If teams are successful in doing that and our offense just can't come up with, like, if Caleb Williams can't grab the ball from Kennedy Brooks on fourth down up here against Kansas, you know, you may have lost this one, but you still have time. It's going to be good to get some guys back defensively, but we've got some structural problems in the secondary that we've got to fix. And, you know, Texas Tech, I don't know what they're going to do today, but coming into this thing, they were the second passing offense in the Big 12, only like less than half a yard a game behind Oklahoma. So, we've got to get some things fixed here in a hurry before we play Texas Tech.
Be safe getting home, bud. Great job.
Great job to you guys,
Teddy
too.
Lehman. We're not done yet, folks. We got more postgame coming up. In fact, when we come back, Alex Grinch joins us. Oklahoma wins at 35-23 today. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield, Sooner football has been brought to you by Taco Mayo. Big appetite, bigger savings. Download and save today. And by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. This is the Pike Pass Sooner postgame show. You can send your questions to asksooners@ou.edu or tweet them to @OUOnTheAir. It's time to talk Sooner football.
He sends Willis in short motion. Snap. Williams going to run it himself back to the right. Makes a move. He's got the first down, and he's gone. Caleb Williams on fourth down. He did it again. Just like against Texas on fourth down, Williams Paydirt. That's your OG&E power play of the game today. Caleb Williams, touchdown run. OG&E, we energize life. I think you got to give him the player of the game as well. Brought to you by MidFirst Bank. Superman saved the day in the fourth quarter today a couple of times. MidFirst Bank is a premier partner of OU Athletics and your exclusive home for the OU Visa debit card and OU Rewards credit card. Visit midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC. Not a good day for the OU defense. They win it 35-23. Alex Grinch downstairs with the guys.
Toby, we're down here with Alex Grinch. Coach, congrats on the win. Defense came up big when they needed to late. Can you kind of take us through the process today of continuing to grind away?
Well, I think that's just it. I mean, there's a theme for them, and it's an inconsistent theme, you know. And so you got to go back to the drawing board as coaches saying, okay, what are we doing wrong in terms of our inability to start the game the appropriate way to put our kids in the position to be successful? But college football gets real hard, and it gets real hard when you know, you kind of let an opponent off the hook and give them opportunities to gain momentum. And there's probably the biggest thing as you look at it, the play count. They're going to make some plays. Every opponent does. You know, we got to make more defensively, and made a few, certainly enough in the second half.
Looking at the bright spots, right? Yeah. The takeaway.
Yeah.
An absolutely huge play in this football game. Take us through that play and just what did you think it meant for the momentum of the game?
Well, I think number one, you see a guy like Keyshawn Lawrence stepping up, and then we need more guys stepping up and making plays. And, you know, they didn't just hand it to us, it turns out, you know, and then you see the two weeks in a row, the kind of the takeaway we got. Probably 3 weeks in a row as you kind of go through it, guys are taking the ball away. That's why they're not turning it over, we're taking it away. And so in those moments as you go through the first half or the first quarter, you know, and some positive plays offensively, that means they're making plays, and we got to do the same. And obviously a critical at that moment in time to get some momentum on our side, and there's more opportunities for us to have to gain that momentum, and we got to do a better job as coaches to put our guys in a situation to be successful.
Coach, we'll let you go on this. Again, another nice performance from Key Lawrence. Shane Witter steps up and makes a play in that game. Overall, seeing some guys, obviously areas you want to improve, but seeing some guys take advantage of opportunities, aren't
we? Well, and that's what you want. You want it from a coaching staff standpoint. The more reps some of these guys are getting, are they taking advantage of it? And then the other side of it is, are you giving them the right plan to allow them to take advantage of it? And then sometimes, defensively, when you're not making plays, are you doing a poor job as a play caller trying to call something to initiate a play? And sometimes you get yourself in some bad spots that way. And so, in any event, it's all of us, coaches included, that, you know, got to do a better job.
Congrats on the win, Coach.
All right, thanks.
That's Alex Grinch. Listen to Sooner Sports Talk presented by Rudy's Barbecue with head coach Lincoln Riley. Tuesdays, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue in Norman. That's at 7 p.m. Sooners win it 35-23. Quick break. Kennedy Brooks coming up next. This is Sooner Football from Learfield. Kansas has everybody up on the line to snap. It is a handoff to Brooks up the middle. Spins away. Pushed back. Taken by Williams, who goes forward to the 50. It's a first down. That sounded so simple there, but that call, that play, would be reviewed, discussed. Several people I saw on social media, and I think Drake Dykin alerted us to the Ed Reed play against Boston College many moons ago, similar to that. The play of the game today, it's your Pizza Hut delivery of the game. No one out pizzas. The Hut line of scrimmage was the 46-yard line. They had to get to the 47. Brooks got pushed back. He was at the 44 behind the line of scrimmage when Williams took it from him. That's what they were reviewing, to make sure he was behind the line of scrimmage. It was okay to hand it forward. It just had to be behind the line of scrimmage. It was heads-up play by Caleb Williams. Kennedy Brooks realized eventually that it was Williams trying to get the ball from him and not a defender, and then willingly gave it up. And the Sooners kept the drive alive that put the game away. Welcome back, Sooner Postgame Show, presented by Pike Pass. Hey, Sooners, get Pike Pass. Let's hear what Kennedy's view of that play was. He's downstairs with Chris and Gabe.
Hi, Toby. We're down here outside the locker room with Kennedy Brooks. You can hear fans lined up as they get ready to head to the buses. Hard fought. Take me through what it was like on the sidelines today.
It was a great atmosphere. It was a tough game, man. It was a dog fight, man. We gave them momentum. And when you give an opposite team momentum in their own house, it's going to be a dogfight the whole game. So, man, it was a good fought-hard game, and we came out with a win, so I'm happy.
First half did not go particularly well offensively.
Yeah.
We talked to Coach Riley about it. He said he got after you guys a little bit in the locker room. What was that like, the old halftime speech?
Man, he fired us up, man. He was honest with us. He told us what we was doing, what we was not doing. So, man, he really helped us, gave us that nudge and that push to come out in the second half. So,
at what moment on that 4th-and-1 play did you know that was Caleb Williams trying to take the football from you?
I saw him tugging at it, and I was like, "Who's tugging at this ball right now?" Now I saw him, and I was like, "I can't get tackled." So here he goes.
Did you know it was legal?
No, I actually did not know it was legal, but I knew it that
yes,
like
he did. He knew the rule perfectly.
What
we were talking about in the broadcast, we were like, "We've never seen that. Not really sure. It looks."
I just didn't know if I was behind the line of scrimmage or I was in front of it. But I couldn't get tackled with the ball, so I was like, "Caleb, you got it." So here.
So the second half, especially that fourth quarter, you guys started to get the run game going a little bit. Some bigger creases for you. What kind of changed? Or was it just, hey, this is, you guys have been preaching finishing all season long?
I mean, we've been preaching finish all along, man. Our mentality in the fourth quarter from last year to this year, man. we just pride on finishing. So that's what we're main focus on. We just got to do better in the first half.
Hey, how can you quantify that? How can you put that into words? What is it about this team that they just don't quit?
Man, just our worth ethic, man. We just go down there and grind, man. Just all seasons when we had spring ball, man, that's what we main focus on, just fourth quarter finish. So that's what, I mean, it shows today.
Now, I know you got hands. I know you got hands, but that screenplay, big play in the football game. Take us through the execution of that, because it seems like it went according to plan.
Yeah, it definitely did, man. We knew they was gonna come in with a blitz on the to my side, so I mean that's what they did. So it just played out perfectly, honestly.
Hey, what does this say about this team moving forward? The game didn't start how you wanted, and still grind out a win.
We're finishers, man. That's what we are. That's what we bred on. We should do better in the first half. Be more attention to the details, and we'll be straight.
Congrats on the win, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Kennedy Brooks. Fascinating discussion there with Chris, Gabe, and Kennedy about that play. And knowing what he could and couldn't do, and realizing when Caleb saw him, that was good stuff. The Whataburger Pico de Gallo Burger is back. Two fresh all-beef patties, melty pepper jack cheese, creamy cilantro lime sauce, and fresh pico de gallo. Yes, a whole lot of fresh meats, a whole lot of flavor, here for a limited time. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. We're not quite done yet. Eric Gray, next. Sooners win it today, 35-23 in Lawrence. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, Sooner Football has been brought to you by Allstate. Score savings worth celebrating. Championship savings for the win. Welcome back to the Pike Pass Sooner postgame show.
Snap. Keeper Williams runs left, has the corner, 45, he's got the first down, 40, 35, 30, 25 and out of bounds. Welcome back, Sooner postgame presented by Pike Pass. Hey, Sooners, don't get fast, get Pike Pass. 35-23, Oklahoma survives Kansas today as a 38-point favorite. Chris Plank joins us in the booth. We're about to do some radio magic with
him. That's right.
We're going to toss to Chris Plank in the locker room in a second. He just came up from the locker room. First off, I want you to help me with the post-game injury report here. Our post-game injury report brought to you by Oklahoma Healthcare Authority. Apply now for healthcare benefits at mysoonercare.org. I'm trying to think. You had
so far, so good.
You had Mukes in pregame do something, right?
Yes, and he was fine.
Other than that, is there anything of note today?
Today was a clean
game.
There's
a silver lining.
Incredible silver lining. In fact, the injury tent only came up one time, and it was for Spencer Rattler.
What?
Bathroom break.
Oh, okay.
and I want to report.
That's something you can do in the injury tent?
Apparently so. And I would like to report that when he came out, he and Caleb Williams were smiling and laughing with each other.
What?
So look out. Look out, people. Injury-wise, here's a couple of other things. Is that going over the air when he says that?
Drake is only having a running commentary with us.
Okay.
It's not going over the air.
All right,
so.
Couple of things. Number one, Tyrese Robinson did play the whole game.
Yeah, that's great.
And he had battled an ankle injury. He had missed all of practice 2 weeks ago and then left last week's game in the second half. So good to see Tyrese Robinson play through. DeLaron Turner-Yell and Mike Woods came out, went through pregame warm-ups, but neither one of them stepped on the field during the game today. And I saw a lot of reports early on, and I won't lie to you. Gabe had come to us in the postgame and said, hey, Mike Woods and DeLaron Turner-Yell aren't playing. And I'm not even kidding. In my mind, I was like, they're looking pretty good. They're looking good going through their warm-ups out here on the field right now. Are they not playing? There's no way they're not playing. And so they ended up playing. All right, they ended up not playing. They ended up sitting out, and hopefully both Mike Woods and DeLaron Turner-Yell will be 100% for Saturday against Texas Tech. DJ Graham, Mario Williams did not make the trip, and I think that kind of – not everyone? It seems like everyone, doesn't it?
I'm sorry. I'm going to trust you. I'm distracted by this. Illinois beat Penn State
– in nine overtimes.
And did you see the final score?
20-18? How?
I don't know. I just saw that on my phone when I came to sit down, and I was trying to figure it out myself.
Nine overtimes. And they only scored 38 total points?
That game was in Penn State, in Happy Valley, and Penn State's got Ohio State next weekend.
Nine overtimes. Is that a record? It's got to be
a
record.
Because now, which is it after the second or third?
Oh, where you have
these 2-point conversions?
So at some point now, you only go for 2-point conversions. Okay.
And apparently, neither one of them were very good at it, is what I'm gauging.
That's
from nine overtimes.
I just dropped some audio on your head there because I clicked on an update that I got. So
yeah, it blew me away too. But again, injury report.
That's good news.
Yeah, good news. Good silver lining around the injury report. Nobody went down today. I think it was precautionary for DTY and Mike Woods. I think they'll be back and ready to go next week. Jalen Redmond?
He was here.
I don't think he stepped on the field, but he was here. He was on the bike. He was on the bike a couple times. Isaiah Coe was on the field playing quite a bit. So they're getting healthier.
Listen, Sooner Nation, this team's going to be back home next week. They need you to be there loud and influential, because they are desperate to get to the bye week right
Absolutely.
Now. They are. I think this team is tired. I think they're banged. I know they're banged up. 9 consecutive weeks. You add the 4 weeks of camp before that. I mean, it's been 13 straight weeks of football for this team, and they look like it today. I need a bye week. And I'm not doing physical activity at all. So I know they do. So come out and be loud and try to get them to 9-0, and then maybe get a little bit of rest for that final stretch drive.
And then there is the key. Get healthy when you play beat Texas Tech next week. They had a gut punch today with their loss to Kansas State. Matt Wells and that staff, they're going to be coaching for their jobs, and Matt's an Oklahoma guy, so he's going to bring them in fired up and ready to play. But beat Tech, get to 9-0, get to the bye week, and get healthy for that crazy stretch of Baylor, Iowa State, and Oklahoma State to wrap it up.
Great job. We're going to play some more of your audio.
You're the man. I'm going to magically go back down to the locker room, okay?
Chris Plank magically back down to the locker room. He's with Eric Gray.
Thanks a lot, Toby. We're down here with Eric Gray. First of all, man, congrats on the win. Just take us through the hard-fought grind today for this team.
You know, the team came out, they got some momentum early, so they came out and played hard. They really came out and played hard, so it was a good atmosphere overall. You know what I'm saying? A good way to go through adversity, which we needed, which we prevailed in the end.
Speaking of the atmosphere, right? You played in OU, Texas last week.
Right.
It's a great atmosphere, night game at home. How weird is it playing here? Because I always tell people it's one of the toughest places to play because it's just there's just very little energy.
Right. And, you know, I would say it's weird, but last year we played in COVID. We played in COVID last year, so it was more people here this year than it was in COVID. So it was better than that.
Can you just take us through the running game and how you guys never got away from it today, and then sticking with it in the success that you had? What does that say just about the – not just the O-line, but you and Kennedy not getting frustrated and sticking with the plan?
That shows the confidence in Coach Lincoln to continue to put it in our hands, continue to trust us that we're going to get those yards. Even if it's murky, even if it's clogged up in there, we're going to continue to go, and get those tough yards.
You're getting the ball in space now, which is a situation you thrive in. Mm-hmm. Take us through a couple of those catches today. I know, you wanted the touchdown.
Definitely,
I know you wanted
it. Definitely. That was a good play. It was a good call by Coach Lincoln, being able to set that guy up. You got to get in the end zone there. That's the one you want back. That's definitely one you want back. But I'm glad I could get my team in that position to score.
By the way, they're getting after Danny Stutzman. You guys have had a week together, haven't you?
Yeah.
Stutz, what's he doing, man? He's a crazy person, isn't he?
Stutz is a different guy. He's a different guy. But he's playing well on the field. He's playing well.
Hey, overall, how do you feel about where this team is right now?
I mean, overall, we're 8-0. We're 8-0, so we're doing a great job. So, like he said, the sky's not falling. We're 8-0. It's continue to go from here, continue to build.
Well, we talked to Key Lawrence about it. How weird is it to play a game, win by double digits, and it almost feels like you lost?
Exactly.
It's a different feeling, right?
But that's the standard around here. That's the standard that we come to, that they've created for us to be in, that you win by double digits, but it's not how we want to win. We're going to continue to dominate on the field.
Congrats on the win, man.
I appreciate it.
Great stuff from Eric Gray, Chris Plank. We got one more commercial break. When we come back, We will take a look at some final numbers from Stats Kelly, scores from around the country, a little bit more post-game audio coming up as well. 35-23, Oklahoma wins it. Hey, Sooner fans, come visit the best place to gear up on your favorite OU products. The Sooner Shop is the official fan shop of OU Athletics, located on the west side of Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. It's open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 5, Sundays, 10 to 3. This is Sooner Football from Learfield. Williams has it. Hand off Brooks, looking for a hole over the left side. Into the end zone, touchdown! Kennedy Brooks! And you can unhitch the wagon and exhale. Whew. Put the ponies in the barn. That's your ball game. Lincoln Riley heads cross field to shake hands with Lance Leipold. And for the first time since 2004, Oklahoma is 8-0. But it wasn't easy. Final score today in Lawrence, Oklahoma 35 and Kansas 23. Welcome back for the final time, Sooner Postgame Show, presented by Pike Pass. Hey, Sooners, don't get passed. Get Pike Pass. Although, if you are on I-35 right now, you're about to get passed by Teddy Lehman, because he's headed that way. Final audio of the day. We head downstairs. Chris and Gabe are with the Bullfrog.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby. We're joined by the co-host of the podcast on the Prairie as Drake Stoops walks by. He is Jeremiah Hall. First of all, as captain, never gave up. Halftime was fiery from what coach told us. What'd you see that switched for this team in the second half?
You know, a desire to win. You know, we've emphasized that in offseason over the spring and in the summer. And, you know, you can never have any expectations on how a game's got to go. We just got to finish well, and I'm glad we did that today.
It seems like you have scored in every way possible in your career. Take us through the touchdown.
You know, you guys have seen the play before. A slip from Dimitri Flowers, a slip from me. Basically, I'm looking at the linebackers as I get through the line of scrimmage. As soon as I see an opportunity, I'm getting past them, looking back, and he fit that thing right in there. So shout out to Caleb in a tight window.
So from your perspective, that was not an easy catch.
No.
I mean, that's not really even something you can practice, is it?
Yeah, no, we don't get many of those looks. It's normally over the top, but there was definitely a lot of hands in there. I'm actually surprised he threw it, but I'm glad he got it through.
So just take us through battling through the adversity of this game, right? What didn't go well early, right? First half was not pretty. Come out second half, put a score on the board, they answer, and then you guys kind of just boat race them in the fourth. What was the message? As one of the leaders of the team, what was kind of the message to your guys on offense?
No expectations and the key fighting. You know, this is college football. I think somewhere, a place that we've grown is in the fourth quarter. You know, when I started out here, we used to come out hot, and then towards the end, you know, it's kind of like flat. You know, now we're coming out kind of slow, and then we're finishing strong. So we just got to work on those areas, come out a little bit faster, and play a good, solid four quarters of football. We'll be better.
You know, Gabe's talked to a lot of the guys about this. You can attest to it better than anyone.
Yeah.
It's weird when you come away with a double-digit win on the road in conference play. You're 8-0 on the season, first time since 04. And yet you're kind of, there's some people that are like, oh, gosh. But it almost doesn't feel like you just won a game, right? What does that say about the expectation level here?
You know, it was a hard-fought game, but I've never been 8-0 since I've been here. So there's got to be some good takeaways.
So you're 8-0. You just struggled through one against Kansas. Good for the podcast content or bad? Like, how are we leaning after this one?
You know, I'm still trying to figure it out. There's a lot of bad things we can talk about. There's a lot of good things we can talk about. You know, I fumbled, but I got a touchdown. Caleb threw an interception, but then he grabs the ball from Kennedy. So a lot of highs, a lot of lows, and tune in. You'll find out.
So before we let you get out of here, just a final thought. How do you feel about where this team is right now? Texas Tech next weekend, bye week around the corner, and a vicious run down the stretch of the season.
You know, two big things. One, we're 8-0, so I'm proud. And two, because we're 8-0, we have time to fix those things. So we just got to keep getting better every single week, and we'll just take it from there.
Congrats, Noy, man.
Thank you.
Always fun to hear from Jeremiah Hall. Few final nuggets from Stats Kelly before we get out of here today. One turnover each in this game. OU still plus +4 in the turnover margin this year. Only one catch today for Marvin Mims. Austin Stogner, none again today. That's two straight games for that. Play count interesting today. Sooners only had 17 plays in the first half to Kansas's 37. OU had 37 in the second half. to Kansas's 28. Let's take a look at your Janet King clean sweep of scores from around the Big 12 and around the country. Iowa State has tied it up in Ames, a 9.5-minute touchdown drive. It's 7-all nearing halftime. Kansas State beat Texas Tech today 25-24. They shut out the Red Raiders in the second half out in Lubbock. Wisconsin and Purdue tied 13-all at halftime. That's a game involving a top 25 team, Purdue, ranked 25. Second quarter, LSU leads Ole Miss in Oxford 7-3. Clemson 7-0 over Pitt. That game nearing halftime in Pittsburgh. 7 minutes to go, second quarter in L.A. UCLA leads Oregon 14-7. These are finals. Cincinnati got pushed but beat Navy today on the road 27-20. Michigan still undefeated. Jim Harbaugh's team beat Northwestern 33-7. Illinois in 9 overtimes beats Penn State 20-18. And in a defensive battle, Wake Forest over Army 70-56 today. How did that happen in an Army game? Bunch of games coming your way involving top 25 teams later tonight. Alabama hosting Tennessee. San Diego State at Air Force. UTSA is ranked. They'll be at La Tech tonight. Ohio State and Indiana play in Bloomington. Notre Dame hosts USC. Texas A&M gets South Carolina. Jimbo Fisher has Ranches. And NC State is at Miami. That's your clean sweep of scores from around the country. Janet King is the king of clean. Let's take a look at this week's upcoming Sooner athletic events. Next Saturday, back home, only 2 home games remaining in the Palace this year, folks. One of them next Saturday, 2:30 kickoff against Texas Tech. Our pregame coverage will start for you at 12:30 from the party at the Palace just outside Owen Field. This look at upcoming OU events brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together, we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Thanks to our crew again today, Teddy Lehman, Chris Plank, Gabe Eichert, spotter Andrew Shepard, Dennis Stats Kelly, our engineer and producer, Drake Dykin. The power went out on us today. Drake was all over it. Tom Shores, our sideline engineer, and Daniel Anderson running the show for us back in our Sooner Network studio. Final score one final time here from Covisto Field, Memorial Stadium in Lawrence. It was Oklahoma 35 and Kansas 23. Until next Saturday, back in Norman, this is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win and Boomers Sooner, everybody.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield, Sooner football has been brought to you by OG&E. We energize life. OU Health, the future of health is here. And by MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa debit card and OU Rewards credit card. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.